Northern Districts bounced back from yesterday's HRV Cup defeat to Champions Otago by beating Central Districts today at Seddon Park. The Knights recovered from a poor start where they slipped 19-3 to post 200 for 4 from their 20 overs. Overseas player Dan Harris hit 61 and added 80 with Darryl Mitchell for the fourth wicket. Mitchell and Daniel Vittori then more than doubled the score in the final 40 balls of the innings. Mitchell blasted to a career best 88 off 47 balls, with Vittori ending on 32 off just 15. The Stags then slipped to 56 for 5 in their run chase before staging a recovery. Carl Kachope and Kruger van Wake hit half centuries and cheered 75 in a rapid 6-wicket stand. However, they had simply too much to do. Kachope fell for 69 off 44 balls, with van Wyk ending on 59 off 38 as they finished on 169 for 7. Vittori was the pick of the home side's attack with 3 for 33. The Momentum One Day Cup was shared between Cape Cobs and Titans, as the rain again ruined things at Newlands, Cape Town. Fewer than 6 overs were bowled yesterday, with none at all able to be bowled today on the reserve day. New South Wales moved to the top of the Sheffield Shield standings, committing victory over Queensland on the final day at Brisbane. Set 435 to win and resuming on 113 for 5, the Bulls were all out for 284. Chris Hartley did at least offer some resistance, with undefeated 78, and his 60 with Michael Nisa and 59 with last man Alistair McDermott. Steve O'Keefe finishes the pick of the Blues bowlers with 3 for 60. A draw was the inevitable result in Adelaide, with Western Australia closing on 202 for 3 in their second innings, to finally bowling out South Australia for 601 in their first. Marcus North ended on 84 not out for the Warriors, with Mitchell Marsh on 65. The pair putting on an unbroken 112 for the fourth wicket. And Victoria beat Tasmania by 150 runs, dismissing them for 207 in the fourth innings. Dan Christian and Clint Mackay shared 5 wickets, as only one Tigers batter in James Faulkner passed 50. The Bush Rangers early declared their second innings at 203 for 6, with Rob Quiney top scoring with 86. Nasir Akram took 5 for 58, as Quetta were dismissed for 167 by Faisalabad on the opening day of the latest round of matches in Pakistan's Qaeda Azam Trophy. Elsewhere in Group 2, Islamabad closed on 274 for 7 against Lahore Shalimar, and Hyderabad were bowled out for 227 by Moulton. In Group 1, Lahore Rally reached stumps on 278 for 9 against Bahawalpur. Peshawar closed on 317 for 6 against Abbottabad. The Silcott reached 221 for 5 against Rawalpindi. In India, there were wins to Himachal Pradesh and Kerala in the day's concluding Ranji Trophy matches. The former completed their thrashing of Jammu and Kashmir by the margin of an innings and 192 runs. They skiffed the visitors just 88 in their second innings, as Rishi Dhawan took 5 for 51, and Akshay Chowne and Vikramjeet Malik shared the other 5 wickets to fall. Kerala's win over Tripura was almost as comprehensive. They bowled out Tripura for 202 in their second innings, to leave themselves a small matter of 46 to win in the fourth innings. Wicketkeeper Yogesh Takabali top score for Tripura with 81, while left-arm spinner Chubbakaran Shaheed took 7 for 45 for Kerala. And Pakistan off-spinner Syed Ajmal will play for Worcestershire in the 2014 county season, pending the required paperwork and approval from the Pakistan Cricket Board. Ajmal previously played for the pairs in 2011 and should be available for most of the season. Pakistan have few playing commitments, according to the Future Tours programme.